Hey guys, so I'm back with another epic episode. I had a conversation with an amazing lady from Thailand, and well, I'll be honest right now and just let you guys know that she's Ugandan. So yeah, it's not a coincidence that epic and Ugandan are going in the same sentence. So get this, she's into real estate, she's into trading, she's into cosmetics, she's into beauty products, she's into tourism, she's into air ticketing, and she is getting her master's in food technology. I mean, seriously, that is, I don't know how she does it, so I had to ask her. Right, so it was amazing. It was a conversation over an interview over Skype, and we recorded it. I hope you like it. This is episode 05, episode 05. And the show notes for this episode will be on our website, www.studententrepreneur.com/05. So check that out. If you like the episode, leave us a review, share it, and see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Kathy Nabala, and I'm from Uganda. Right now, I'm in Thailand. I'm doing my Master's of Food Biotechnology in Assumption University of Thailand. And apart from that, I do my side business. Like, I'm into real estate, whereby we do sell, rent out condominiums, offices, and land. And on top of that, I also do sell human hair attachments, like expression, things for ladies. Yes, so that's how I'm able to earn an extra income. And then also I have like part-time deals. For example, people want to do trade in Thailand and Uganda. So I kind of like bridge the gap between Thailand and Uganda. For example, like if people come to Thailand to do like wholesale trading, so I kind of like be a tour guide and like tell them where to buy stuff from. And on top of that, I charge them a fee, but it depends. Yes. Yeah, that's I used to sell wine. Like, I'm somebody who believes like you shouldn't really like put all your eggs in one basket. I love to try out so many things as I can do it. Uh-huh. So back then, sell wine, just that now the market is a bit down and it's too competitive. But I would sell wine, so I'll get it at a cheaper price because it's my friend's like winery. So I get at a cheaper price, and then I top up and sell, and we would like do sort of like promotions in some bars, and then people would come and order. And even teaching, I used to tutor. Actually, I do it now just that it takes like time consuming. So nowadays I'm trying to like work smart and limit the time I really like. If it's not really earning good money, so I'll open one that is earning something that I can be able to do in a shorter period of time. So throughout my campus, I've been tutoring, especially sciences, biology, chemistry, and IELTS, the international examinations, because now where I am, it's not like English is the main language. So these people actually do not speak, like, it's not a must that they have to speak English. So I found out that people really need to learn English, and most of them want to study like universities in maybe USA, Australia, and they require that IELTS exam. So I would do that too. And then also I would hire teachers actually to teach them languages that I couldn't teach, stuff like Chinese and French. So this is how I'll do it. So like if I have a student who wants to learn French, then I'll look for a teacher online who can teach French, and then they pay me some fee, and then I give the students contact to that teacher. Yeah, so that would be like French, Chinese, Thai, and maybe other subjects where like I can be able to teach. Yes, so those are like many things I've been doing in Thailand. Yeah, but I trade, like, for example, if I'm going home or if I have somebody who visited and they have like extra cages, I would also sell those cages, and then also like tell people what you want from here, then I shop for them those ones. For example, now, like, the thing is, Ugandans want good quality stuff, and the difference between Thailand and China, because we are like neighboring each other, so that difference is like ours is more like good quality, and they have that perception. So I would like tell them, like, do you want anything from Thailand? Then I'll go shop for them and then send things home, and then they'll pay me.
So wait, before we go, you run ahead, right? I don't know if it's a secret. How old are you? Is it a secret? Because most girls, they want to keep this as a secret.
No, it's not a secret because I'm very proud. Each age I add, I feel so proud. Like, it's not a guarantee that you can reach that age. So for me, keep it as a secret. I was born in 1991. Can you do that, man?
Let me try to calculate it now. Wow. 20,
July.
27.
Not
January. Wow. So before we even go too much ahead, I want to ask, when did you decide to go into business and entrepreneurship and make money? What made you decide?
Actually, I think it's like in the blood. It's basically genetics. So before then, when I had just come to Thailand, actually I was on 100% scholarship. So throughout my bachelor's, there was no need of money. I didn't really think like I would need extra money or what, because I was basically drowned in two boats. So what inspired me is the moment I finished my bachelor's, I got a job, a full-time job in a pharmaceutical company, and I would work from 8 to 5. And on top of that, there was like heavy traffic. So this whole thing really got me bored. Like, I'm in office the whole day. I felt like I need to do something like creative, something I love. Like, I thought I didn't have enough time on earth. I felt like the time is limited and I was just not being so resourceful. So that is the time I was like, okay, I need to really work. And by then I was staying with my sister. We started having like some financial problems. So I would feel like I'm responsible for her well-being here. I felt like she needed a good life, because for me, I was lucky enough when I was studying bachelor's, like my parents could provide for me everything I needed, like even extra, because I was on scholarship. So all the tuition money, like nothing, I didn't really yearn for anything. Like whatever I really wanted, I would get it. So when I looked at my sister in her bachelor's, I was like she needed basic stuff, and then when you go home, they're just in your things like phones, blah, blah, blah. And all that used to be like some negative feedback for me. I just got tired of hearing it. So I just told my sister, you know what? We have been given an opportunity. At least we've reached university. At least for me, I'm done, like I've managed to, you know. So it's upon us to like do what we have to do to sustain ourselves. You can't start blaming friends and telling them all the time, you need this, you need this, you need this. So that was really my strong motivation. That really made me push harder, push an extra mile. So that was when I decided to like use very good use of the internet. So I went on internet, I checked up like real estate stuff. By then, another thing that really like encouraged me, I was reading in the library. I used to like hanging out in the library instead of being in the room, because then I knew that I'll meet people. So when I was in the library one day, there was a lady that walked up to me and she was like, hi, can I talk to you? Are you? I'm like, yes. She's like, okay, so what are you doing? I'm like, I'm working, but I used to study at ABAC, what, all those things, because I stay near the university. Okay. So she's like, do you have a friend who can rent my apartment in this building? It's empty, like it's been empty for 2 months. Like, oh, where can I get that person from? She's like, oh, you can ask among your friends. I'm like, okay. So then she gave me her contacts and she told me, if you rent it out, I'll give you money equivalent to 1 month rent. I was like, oh, so I can earn that money just. I'm like, wow, this is so nice. So the next challenge was like, where am I gonna get that person from, or what am I even going to say, you know, because I've not done it before.
I told you this interview was awesome, but we had to break it down into four parts because it is a 1 hour long interview, and we know you guys are busy, you'll have things to do, but we're going to release a part every single day until you can hear all of it. So if you're interested in knowing what did Kathy do to land her first real estate gig, to launch herself into this real estate world, to build and start her real estate empire, then tune in tomorrow for the continuation of this interview. So guys, that's it. That's what the Student Entrepreneur Podcast is all about. It's not really students, you know, that are doing entrepreneurship, but it's students of entrepreneurship, right? People who don't necessarily have everything figured out, you know, but they're learning and they're having successes. Young people just like you, hopefully like me, right? Though I don't feel that young anymore, but that are learning and are having results. I want to share these stories with you so that you can get inspired, so that you can do something with your life. So again, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you very much for being awesome. And for those listening in real time, today is the 29th of March, and apparently it's Happy Wear a Hat Day. Like the hat on your head, yes. So Happy Wear a Hat Day. It's a day that was organized to bring awareness to brain tumor research. So all you have to do is wear your hat and you'll be, you know, a happy wear a heart person. You guys are the reason we do this every day. So thank you, and talk to you tomorrow.